Again, today on a day that we've honored Terry Holland and Lefty Driesell and another legendary name sitting down with us in Dick Snyder and a player from 64 to 66. Just your feelings of being a part of this day and what it means for Davidson College and its history.
Well, I mean, I've been lately celebrating on video on Zoom Lefty's 90th birthday. Okay, and now here with a bunch of guys from both my class that I played with and just past me, which upped what we did anyway. You know what I mean? We did our best, and they were even better in terms of what they achieved. But I'm always so happy to come back to Davidson and see the guys I played with and those that come after, because when I look back on my career, it's really comforting and valuable to be able to recognize the quality of the guys I've played with. And the fact, I mean, you don't get that at every school. That's my true feeling. I mean, whether you're totally successful or not, you're going to love the guys that you play with here. They're just such good people.
And Dick, you were a multi-sport athlete. What was it about Lefty Driesell that said, okay, I'm going to go play basketball for this guy?
It's a little bit of a long story, okay? I'm not tooting my horn here. I was really blessed, okay?
Yeah.
I was a 6'4", 200-plus-pound quarterback in 1962 coming out of high school. I was recruited by, like, 50 schools, okay? I ended up deciding I didn't like football. I was going to be a pro baseball player, and I had no choice because Davidson was the only school to offer me a basketball scholarship. So it wasn't Lefty's salesmanship, although he definitely had that got me down here. It was the fact that I could come and enjoy basketball, my favorite sport, for another 4 years and try to play pro baseball. So I was shocked. I didn't even think about it until halfway through my senior season when somebody told me there was a scout from the NBA in the stands. And, I mean, I owe so much to Lefty and to Davidson for allowing me to live a dream. I almost get tears in my eyes every time I talk about it. I feel so fortunate.
Well, we've kind of been just connecting dots today. We talk about Lefty, and that one of the guys he gets is Terry Holland, and then Holland becomes a mentor for McKillop, and it's just like passing the torch. What about Terry Holland? What's your relationship been like with Terry over the years?
Oh, well, we see him. I love Terry Holland. He's a real special person. When I look back, I mean, Fred Hetzel, I came on as a sophomore, and I was a year behind Hetzel and Davidson and Teague. And I mean, Terry scored double figures, but What Terry did, I mean, he was so stable. I mean, you knew what he was going to do. He was going to rebound. He's going to get his good shots. He never worried about whether the shots came his way. I mean, he was such a stable person out there on the floor. You never had to worry about him. But that's pretty much the way it was with Teague and with Davidson. I tried to be that way. I mean, Fred was the leader as far as scoring goes, but my feeling from the start was Terry Holland had a lot to do with maybe influencing Fred and certainly the rest of us in terms of how you approach the game.
Now, certainly something that you don't realize in the moment. You said Davidson, and you're so thankful for that opportunity. You fast forward ahead to where this program is now. You being a piece of the essential foundation, how does that hit you when you think of it like that?
Well, I'm shocked and still really, really proud to say I played basketball at Davidson. Okay, man, when you think of the size of the school and what they've done over the years of almost always be competitive, and I love McKillop's approach to the game in terms of the moving the ball and the things like that, and it shocks a lot of teams that are a little more athletically gifted than they are to play Davidson for the first time if they don't really realize what they have to do. It sometimes bugs me now because the game can be so physical that there's so much going on. And Davidson depends so much on timing and cuts and things like that, and the officials are now letting people be a little too physical in terms of letting other players restrict our players where they want to go. But, I mean, that's just the nature of the game, and it's a really tough game to officiate. So, yeah.
I think you and I talked about this a little bit at the A-10 tournament a few years ago as well. But when you come back and you see what Davidson basketball is now and you see the practice facility they have and the arena and the video boards and things like that play in the A-10, What do you think about it?
Well, in some ways, you know, what I think about is what happened when we first became successful in terms of how it impacted the student body. Because we had we were all in the dorms, we weren't all segregated, and a lot of the student body got to know us as as real people and students, and the fact that we were just like them. We were just a little gifted in one area or another. So they'd come out and watch us play and really get to know us, and that doesn't happen at a lot of schools.
So you mentioned earlier at the beginning of this interview that, you know, you guys started things out, 64. They came and one-upped you, as you would put it. But they were the ones that just joined you in the rafters up top. So you guys were all together up there. It's really, really neat.
Yeah, and that's what I said in that little thing. You know, I was really happy for Lefty and Terry that they could join us up there. Yes.
Good stuff. Dick Schneider, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here. And congratulations on being a part of all of this.
It's always a pleasure to come back, and it always reminds me how grateful I was to have a chance to be here in the first place.
Thank you.
So Dick Schneider joining us.